Henry Nielsen of the Clever Clovers 4-H Club in Hanson County joins me today at Achievement Days. Henry, I see that you've been in a 4-H for 4 years. What got you started?
Well, I kind of went to some open shows with my parents. They showed sheep, and I got to help exercise them and sometimes go in the ring with them. And, yeah, ever since then, I've kind of been sheep guy.
And I see that you are showing sheep today. You're showing Southdown. So how do you go about selecting the sheep that you're going to show?
You want them to have a good rack. You want them to be nice and square to the ground. You want good structure. You want their head up high. That means that they aren't going to be, like, lazy. And
so how often are you working with your sheep leading up to Achievement Days?
We start working them about 2 weeks ahead, and then our daily routine is like feeding them a certain amount of feed so they don't get too much, and we weigh them once a week, and we exercise them by either just taking them for long walks or putting them on our carousel, which you put their head in the headpiece and chain them up and just walks them around for about 15 minutes a day or so.
And when you're getting ready to show them, how long does it take to groom the sheep and get them ready for the ring?
From rinsing and fitting them to get in the ring, it takes about 30 to 20 minutes between there.
And what are the judges looking for in your sheep?
So in showmanship, the judge is looking for eye contact, and the sheep always has to be in between you and the judge, and you have to have the sheep set up at a good angle every second and never give the judge a bad look. And then in a regular class, you would basically do the same things as you were doing in showmanship, because showmanship helps you understand how to present that sheep well in a regular class.
And I see you're also showing ram fleece this year. Tell us about that.
So when we shear the ram, there's a special way to shear it, so that way the wool all stays together, and when we clean the fleece, we pick out all the gunk and the vegetable matter is what it's called, and yeah, then we fold it up and put it in a bag, and basically that's it. Take it to a show.
Henry, what gets you excited about Achievement Days?
Just coming here and being able to show and see a lot of familiar faces and a lot of friends.
One final question, Henry. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
There's a ton of things you can do in 4-H. You can either show an animal or you can do a ton of stuff and exhibit, like, between electrical, horticulture, and a bunch more.
Henry Nielsen of the Clever Clovers 4-H Club joins us today at Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days in Alexandria.